What's up, everybody? Welcome to the See You Next Tuesday podcast. I'm Shay.
And I'm Shannon.
And welcome to episode 5. We're really doing
it. It is episode 5.
I know. Crazy. Week 5. I can't believe we've been doing this for 5 weeks.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day because honestly, I don't know why I was thinking about this, but I was thinking about our launch party.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wow, that was September, beginning of September.
Yeah, like only a month ago?
I know. Wait, doesn't it feel like a lot longer?
It's like a lot longer.
I was just thinking that. That's why I brought it up. But then I was like, well, when we started the podcast, it was like 4 months ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Four?
God, yeah. We've been working on this for a minute.
Yeah. It started as a pool party.
Yeah, it did. It started as like just a friends thing. And then we were like, no, we're going to do this as a brand.
Yeah, we really did it. We said businesswoman.
Business.
Entrepreneurs.
Yes. Ooh, speaking of, we ironed on a little.
We're trying to get merch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the other night, Shannon comes over with her printer and our iron, and we have this printer paper where you can just like iron it onto a t-shirt, and it's like bad. I mean, it looks bad, but we put it on our t-shirts and I'm like kind of obsessed. I want to wear it all the time.
I know, same. I try it on every night. Before I go to bed, I'm like, just try it on.
I know, just because it's like it's ours.
It's cute. And there's only two of them.
No,
two of a kind.
I know. I can't wait to wear that out. I'm probably gonna wear that tomorrow night to Breakaway.
That's so cute. What?
Sorry.
What were you gonna say?
Just blanked. I was thinking
sorry.
No, I always forget that we don't record on Tuesday. So I'm like,
we're really breaking the fourth wall right there.
If
you actually think we record on Tuesday.
Right.
You must be impressed with us because
a little 2 hour turnaround. Yeah, right.
We actually record while you sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to put it out on a Tuesday.
Yeah, no. But I always like forget. And so I'm like, my timing as I'm talking to you guys is so off. And mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that. But tomorrow we're going to Breakaway.
Yeah. So it's Thursday.
We said it.
It's close to a Tuesday. Thursday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, tomorrow we're going to Breakaway Music Festival.
Mm-hmm. We're going with Celsius. Shout out Celsius.
Shout out.
Oh yeah, I have it in my cup, my cutie cup.
Don't mind the lipstick.
Yeah, I have Celsius and Gatorade.
Oh,
I know.
You're hydrating and you're getting amped.
All of it.
She's ready to go. She's an athlete.
I'm an athlete. Yeah, but anyways, so we're going to Breakaway tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see
Louis
and
Lucia.
Then what's the other one? Tiesto.
Tiesto.
Yeah.
And then those are like the two main ones that people would know.
Yeah. No, I'm excited though.
If you know Jai Wolf, I think that's how you say it.
You're more of a EDM girl than I am.
I am more of an EDM girl.
Which is so funny. You and Abby are very much alike in that aspect. Anyway, so yeah, we've got a lot going up though. We were hanging out the other night too, the night of the ironing shirts, and we were talking about our Halloween costumes. I am struggled with my Halloween costume this year. I haven't gotten it yet.
The way it's become slightly a stressful experience.
It's becoming a stressful experience because we actually have a house party to go to. And I'm like, a house party is ideal for Halloween because you get to dress up and go absolutely insane with your costume.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm super excited and I'm like trying to go all out. But I feel like there's like five, like Sabrina Carpenter and Jenna Ortega.
There's so many things you want to be.
Yes.
I know. I feel that too. Because today I saw something that I was like, oh, that's cute too.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I just need to pick one.
I know.
I wish I could have outfit changes throughout Halloween.
But then I'm like, I always want to be unique, but same. It's all been done.
Mm-hmm.
It's all been said and done.
There's very few that are like unique.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you pick one that's like very niche, but then a lot of people won't get it.
That's my thing.
And then you're kind of just like standing there
yeah.
dressed as someone that no one knows.
They're like, oh, who are you? That's my biggest fear.
That is actually the worst. And some people love it, which mm-hmm. more power to you. I like when someone comes up to me and they're like, oh my God, you're
Alvin,
blah, blah, blah. Or they know exactly what you are and they just say it to you. And you're like, mm-hmm. oh my God, you get it. Like, that's great. But
no, but there really is. There's a select few like this year, I feel like, mm-hmm. like with like movies that have come out.
Yep.
Our thing, girl.
I know.
So I was like racking my brain. I was going through my Regal watch list.
No, I literally did. I did the same because I was like, what could I be that like,
yeah,
is like a hot topic.
Like what resonated with me this year? What movie resonated with me? Yo, we were getting our setup together. Absolutely hilarious because I order lights and like, who put me in charge of absolutely anything? I don't know.
And so she's like, I got it. Don't worry. I'll get the lights. I said, okay.
And then they come in, bitch, and they're like the umbrella. They're like a straight up umbrella light.
She's like, you didn't even tell me. You just go, come here. Come look at these lights. And I'm like, okay. I walk in, you have the light, and then you just go like this.
Pop that baby open. No, I was like, what? Like, how do I not even know that I ordered that?
It's the
like,
umbrella lights.
The umbrella lights. And honestly, they slay, but it's just hilarious. I mean, every time I'm putting them together, I'm like, popping that umbrella open, putting it on.
They are, like, lights do look like this, but it's hilarious because, like, it literally is an umbrella. Like, yeah. It's not, like, it is the right shape when it's set up.
You know what I just thought of?
What?
Sorry, continue. I interrupted.
No, tell me what you just thought.
I was trying.
I was going to find.
Okay, I was just thinking. Like, I was trying to think of like a cute little umbrella that I can use for my costume
Lil
this
Bo
year.
Peep.
Lil Bo Peep kind of umbrella, and I literally have one.
You have?
I have four.
You got reflective ones. You got white ones.
Whatever I want, I can have whatever umbrella I want.
Really, we could do a whole crew of Lil Bo Peeps.
Oh, I'm gonna decorate this umbrella now. Wow, that's such a good idea, Shay.
Well, now you have 9 costumes.
Pat on the back. Anyway, you were telling me. Jinx, you owe me your life.
Oh, I was just like, pinch poke, you owe me coke.
You're so Pennsylvania.
That is so Pennsylvania. Did
you ever have an accent?
So Bethlehem of Pennsylvania? No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, maybe, honestly. Yeah. But then I went from Pennsylvania to North Carolina. And then I think when I went home, I feel like I had like this weird southern twang.
Ooh.
But then I'd go to the north and it would like get this, it would just be weird.
Like,
but I never had like a Pennsylvania accent.
I look back at some videos when I'm in high school, like my small town, I definitely had like a little bit of a country accent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Country's like, a lot easier to pick up though.
Oh, yeah.
Then like Pennsylvania's weird. It's a weird accent.
I don't even know what kind of Pennsylvanian.
It's, what's that show? The Mayor of East or something like that. If you know what the show is, you know what it is. It's literally based in Pennsylvania where they have like thick Pennsylvania accents. It's just like very unique. And so it's just an ugly accent, if I'm being honest. It's just ugly.
There's no cutesiness to
it.
There's country, you can be a little cutesy.
Cutesy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love doing a country accent and also hearing a country accent, especially when people like overdo it.
Well, I like picked up y'all. That was
you funny. Never said y'all.
Oh my God, no. And
you say you guys?
You guys. We grew up, you guys, you guys, you guys.
You guys, you guys.
You guys. Yeah. So it was weird. Like when I went to school in North Carolina, I started hearing people say y'all. That was a different
pivotal moment for you.
Yeah. I said, wow, it's so much shorter.
It's so much easier.
Guys, why have we been doing this?
You guys.
You guys.
I can't believe this.
I go back to Pennsylvania. I'm like, in the South, they say y'all.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Yeah. But then there's like Philly lingo that we used, like the big one in Philly is John.
Who?
In Philly, like everyone always says, like anything can be a John, like that John, that John.
What does it mean?
John.
What does it mean?
It's that. It's everything. What the
fuck is that? Just John whenever, and people are like, oh yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I thought you meant like go to the John.
No.
Oh my God, John.
My friend John.
I'm so confused.
I'm dead ass. Like, I don't know why it was. It's J-A-W.
Wait, give me context. Give me a sentence. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Please hold.
This is our spelling bee for the night.
J-A-W-N. John. Philly slang for a person, place, or thing. Anything can be a John.
What in the hell?
I can't find that John anywhere. Did you see that movie? That John was horrible. Yeah, I got the same John from Macy's. That new John that moved in down the block is hot. Give me that John.
You? What are y'all smoking up there? What the hell? That makes no sense. That makes absolutely, I'm telling you, zero sense.
I know, that is the one that I'm like, it's hilarious because I thought that was like
normal.
I thought that was like a world, well, not worldwide,
universal.
But yeah, I just thought everyone used that slang growing up.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It used it as if it was like Like, it literally is everything.
It's it. It's in that.
It's in that. John.
That.
What?
It's a thing.
For me, it's like, yeah, my Uncle John down the road.
Well, that we did have Johns in Pennsylvania.
So then what? So then everyone's confused. Got it.
No, did you ever say brick growing up?
No.
Dang, we got weird slang.
Tell me.
Brick is just cold. Like, you'd be like, oh, it's brick outside.
No, I say it's a bit nipply. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't say that at all.
No, like, y'all, I say, it's a bit nipply outside.
I say I'm cutting diamonds if I'm cold. Or, dang it, chili. I don't know. Brick.
I don't know.
Okay, well, you were telling me about a book.
Oh my God, big news, best news.
Ooh.
Well, it might be terrible news too. Okay. But just because, you know, book to movie adaptations are sometimes the worst thing ever, but.
Scary. Tell me.
But, okay, so I read this book, which you should really, 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 really read, especially because Halloween. It's called The Housemaid by Freida McFadden, and it's a psychological thriller, and it follows this, like, youngish girl, probably around our age, actually, like 20s to 30s. And she has a criminal past, but she gets hired as a housemaid by this, like, really wealthy woman who seems to have, like, a mental health issue.
Okay.
There's twists, there's turns. It's fun. It's great.
Okay.
I finished the book, I think, in like 2 days.
Beautiful.
Very easy read. But they're making a movie, and Sydney Sweeney is the one that announced it. At least I think it was Sydney Sweeney. That's the one I saw, at least. And I would assume she's playing the younger girl in this situation. And then the wife that hires the housemaid would be Amanda Seyfried, I believe.
Oh, that's good. I love Amanda. I love Amanda so much. She's like my childhood summed up. Also, Sydney Sweeney plays a really good scared girl.
That's what I'm saying. I love, she actually is a good horror movie.
Oh, for sure. Like, she has that face, like, in, you know, in Euphoria, when she's just like so shocked,
oh,
she
my God,
cries. It's like that face. I'm like, she's got that on lock.
Yeah, she's got that.
If not, that's her career, that face.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, psychological thriller, I'm like, could be really good for her. This book is almost like, could be like a mix of Anyone But You.
Okay.
And like a horror movie, I guess.
Ooh, or, I love that.
You know, like a psychological, so like, thriller.
Anyone But You. So like a little rom?
Not rom-com, but like there's romantic.
A little rom. There's a little rom-scary.
Rom-scare.
Rom-scare? I love that.
Yeah.
Have you ever, this is reminding me of Verity. Have you read that one?
It's very much on that same vibe.
Oh, I love,
like,
Verity.
If you like Verity, like, I would highly recommend this book.
I also read The Patient. The Patient is creepy as shit, but
really,
such a good one.
I've never read that, but that's like classic.
Yeah.
Like, when you look up, what psychological thriller should I read?
Right.
The Patient.
Right. Okay.
I think it's that one.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I feel like scary though, but if it's like an easy read, you're not like uber attached to the characters, uber attached to the book, then I feel like a movie is happily like,
well, they have a housemaid too.
A housemaid too. Oh, book?
Okay. I have not read that one because I kind of, when you read the housemaid one, you'd be like, okay, well, why is there two? But my mom read the housemaid two and she said she really liked it. I'm super excited for that. I don't know when it comes out because they probably haven't even filmed it yet. So what am I even saying? I don't know.
Right. And it's like 5 years later, we'll be watching.
Yeah, in 2027, it will come out.
Right. Well, we did watch Joker this past week, which I am excited to debrief it.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you haven't seen the Joker and you're just still one of those few people out there dying to see it, we will be spoiling.
Yes. Things. Spoilers alert.
Yes.
Spoilers alert.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, because we just have to talk about it. I can't hold anything in. Yes. Sorry.
So you may skip now, but if you want it to be spoiled for you and you really don't care, stay.
There's only one spoiler, I feel like.
Is the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Like so, every movie.
Right. So this is the second Joker that they've come out with. It's obviously about the Joker and is about his origin story, I guess.
Yeah. So Joker 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first Joker, is about like how he turned into the Joker, I guess.
Yeah.
Like what led him to then, you know, one day be like, oh, I'm also a clown who kills people.
Yeah. Well, then in that movie, the Joker became like kind of like something people rallied behind.
Yes. Essentially like a cult leader who then had all these other Joker minions.
Yeah.
Like following him and, you know, destroying Gotham City and blah, 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 and whatever. And then that movie ends where he gets arrested, which is then where it leads into Joker 2.
Yeah.
Or Joker Folie de.
I don't know. Joker 2.
Yeah. It's going to be Joker 2 to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. So I, in the first one, I felt extremely uneasy leaving the theater.
The first one, I loved.
I loved it.
I loved it. But yes, it was a very dark movie.
Yeah. Like I was like, so like, like crawling out of my skin kind of. This one, it had, it's a musical, which is like the big controversy, I feel like, because the Joker one was like very serious, very like
very
dark,
the opposite, very of a musical.
And it's like great. I don't know. I just, it was weird how they transitioned into this one because a musical just was the least expected thing I was thinking for this one. That made no sense.
I mean, that definitely wasn't on my bingo card after Joker 1 that I was like, yeah, Joker 2 should definitely be a musical.
Right. And I'm like, I don't know. It was just so weird. And there were some ways where I was like, oh, this makes sense because it flashed back and forth from him in prison to him in his like fantasy world, like singing and all of this stuff. And it's like his like relief or like how he escapes the real world is like him being in the fantasy world.
And well, him being Joker basically is him escaping the real world.
So in this movie, they were kind of making him out to be mentally ill to not give him the death penalty. So they were trying to like prove that he's mentally ill and that he has like a split personality disorder. Mm-hmm. So saying that he's not the Joker. The Joker is his different personality. That's why he killed those people.
Yeah. Yeah. The Joker is essentially like his devil on his shoulder. Like he escapes to be the Joker to like not face his trauma that he had growing up and like, you know, being different from people. And so when he's the Joker, he's like confident. He's a totally different person.
Yeah.
And so they were trying to plead that case in court. And that's pretty much like the entire movie is a court trial drama, pretty much.
Which usually I love that kind of thing.
I know. I will say I didn't hate the movie. Granted, I did go in with the absolute lowest expectations, basically saying, so if we all agree, we'll just like leave the movie theater.
Right.
Like we'll just walk out.
Well, there's never been one time I'm like, I'm going to leave other than
I have
freaking,
one.
I have one.
All right.
One, two, three.
John Wick. Three.
So they did depict it well, how he went from his life to the fantasy world. And like, but then it was just like too many songs. I think that was the only thing.
I think first things first, if they just removed all the singing together, that should have been the first move. But if they really wanted to keep singing in it, just leave it to the fantasy world. Like when him and Lady Gaga are in these like dream-esque world. Like
that
singing,
I got behind.
I said, fine, we'll leave it to that. But I'm like, when they're face-to-face in a jail cell and they just start whisper singing to each other, I'm like,
oh, it was painful. They're not
even, I'm like, this isn't even good singing. Like, if they're belting, I don't know. I couldn't get behind this like weird singing that was happening.
No, it was painful, especially the ones when they were in the real world, because I'm like, but even the fantasy world, I'm like, it was not, I don't know. I personally, my Joker is the Joker from like the 2000s
Heath
Batman
Ledger.
With Heath Ledger. Yes. But also like, was that the Christian Bale Batman?
With Heath Ledger?
Yeah. I don't
Honestly,
remember.
I don't know. There's so many Batmans.
There's so many. But the one with Christian Bale, whoever the Joker was in that, or even the Harley Quinn Joker, those
Jared
are who
Leto.
I think. Yes.
Why do I know all the
Yes, that's who I picture as a Joker.
So,
and
yes.
That was the twist.
Yes, that is the twist. I do think that Joaquin Phoenix is probably the closest to like Heath Ledger. Jared Leto's Joker, like the Suicide Squad, Harley Quinn, he was kind of a wild card for me. I personally didn't hate him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is the gangster Joker.
That's what I'm saying. But though.
I'm a bad guy villain.
Yes. And they like kind of like exude like strength and like they have like a swagger to them. Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm right all the time versus like,
yes,
this showed like it's not the Joker. It's Arthur Fleck.
Right. And so it was very hard for me to resonate with.
I mean,
it
was sad.
It was really sad.
The whole message behind the movie is the fact that as a society, we neglect mental health.
Yes.
And like, it truly is it's really sad to watch this guy who clearly had a mental illness and like everyone was just like, no. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Did we not all watch this guy come in one day looking like the most depressed, frail man, and then the next day he puts on a suit and clown makeup and he's like, hey, what's up?
Right.
I'm like,
well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's that, but it's crazy how this is like, I guess, the origin story of Joker the symbol.
Yes.
Not Joker the man.
Yes.
Joker the person who really like brought all of this like chaos to Gotham.
Yeah. And that is, I guess, kind of relating back to the first movie is like when Arthur Fleck was the Joker and like causing all this chaos, he created this cult where people were obsessed with him. He was famous, mm-hmm. and he was an icon to these people. And then when he truly was like, that's not who I am and that's not who I want to be, and was like, I'm done with the Joker, and like truly was like, I don't resonate with this other personality of mine. I'm just Arthur Fleck. Mm-hmm. And you watch all these people that idolize him basically hate him, mm-hmm. and like leave him, and like Harley Quinn, aka Lady Gaga, like she's like, you're just not the person I wanted you to be. People wanted him to be this like, so it's almost like they wanted him to be this source of entertainment.
Yeah.
And he like was like, no, I don't want to entertain you guys anymore, I'm done.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm Arthur Fleck, and
I pretty much like disown Joker. He's like, I'm Joker's no one.
Like Joker's dead.
I am Arthur Fleck, and that's it. Like, yeah. I did all of these things. I killed all those people as Arthur, whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like it was just a weird way to look at it. But then at the very end, which we both left and we were like, wait a minute.
The way we both like sat up and we're pushing up our recliner chairs and we're like
thinking like, oh my God. So the ending, Arthur Fleck, and here, spoiler.
That's a spoiler for you.
Arthur Fleck, the person who created the symbol of Joker, mm-hmm. was going, like walking to see a visitor at the jail, whatever. And then some younger guy who's kind of been in the movie the whole time, like they show flashes of him kind of just like staring at
I thought he had a little crush on Arthur.
Yeah. So he was like admiring
him. Obsessed.
Yeah. And then he comes up to Arthur as he's like walking out. They're the only ones in the hall. And then this guy, after Arthur like disowned the Joker, mm-hmm. The guy stabbed him. And he was like, he told a joke like, what do you get when you meet your favorite comedian and they disappoint you? And then he said, like, you get what you effing deserve. And then stabs him and kills him.
Like 100 times.
Yes. And then Arthur dies. And then in the background, you see that mm-hmm. guy cut a smile into his face.
And then therefore is the origin story of the Joker.
So this is the origin story of the Joker, the symbol, the Joker who created all this chaos.
The Joker, the villain,
right.
Essentially.
And then it's like, but this whole time I was like, there's no way that Joaquin Phoenix is my Joker because he's so frail. He's so small. He's
emotional.
He's so emotionally, so insecure. He really is just also mentally unwell.
Yeah.
And mentally ill. And like, he's struggling with that so much. And mm-hmm. so the Joker that I saw just is a bad guy, and he knows he's a bad guy. He's not struggling with it.
He's happy to be the villain.
Exactly.
That's what I always felt too. So like, it was weird because when you're watching this whole movie, obviously you don't know the end, right? So you're like kind of like watching it being like, wait, I'm confused now. Like, I kind of feel bad for him because mm-hmm. you're like, one, he never has felt anyone like love him. Mm-hmm. And that's where Lady Gaga, aka Harley Quinn, comes into play. And like, it's the first girl that like loves him and admires him and all this stuff. And he falls in love with her. And it's so heartbreaking to watch that. And I'm like, the whole time I'm like, man, this is the guy that's...
This is the guy?
The chaos?
I was like, what's going to happen to where he just goes into his fantasy world? He stays in his Joker world. But it never happened. And I was like, I don't know. It all added up, I guess, at the end, because this whole time I was like racking my brain. I was like, when are you going to be the Joker? When are you going to be that Joker that we all know?
I thought like, oh, maybe the Harley Quinn situation. I'm like, maybe he's going to snap.
Right.
And he's going to be like, oh, like I'm going to be the Joker. But then I was like, oh, okay, well, never mind.
I also thought it was going to be after the policeman like beat him up so bad and then kill his friend.
That was a wild thing that they...
That was horrible.
...added in there. That was the one part that really made me uneasy.
Uneasy, for sure. But then that was like, oh, I was like waiting for him to be like, oh, he's going full Joker now. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be Arthur Fleck. He's going to go full Joker. But then after that is when he was like, I don't want to be Joker anymore.
Yeah. Which is like made it more sad. No, I like Batman. It's a much darker story.
Yeah, well, I don't like research it. It's not like I'm...
Oh, yeah. Me neither.
I just enjoy... I'm like sitting there. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but it's fun.
There's a bad guy and there's a good guy.
And there's a Batmobile.
You know why I do kind of like it, though, more than like the Marvel universe? Is because like Batman doesn't have any like superpowers.
Yeah, no, he's a gadget guy.
He's just
like
a real man.
He's a Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And those are my favorite.
Yeah, I like that because I'm like, wow, you're just a smart guy who's like...
Yeah.
I got cool gadgets.
Dude, I saw a clip of Captain America before he was Captain America, and the freaking like AI, like him being so scrawny and small, but he's got this big old head. I'm like, what were they thinking? Like, what were they thinking this looked good? He's like, it was like super scrawny and small. And then he like becomes Captain America. And he's like,
what do you like? Buffs out?
Oh, dude, it's hilarious. Like, I look up these things and I'm like, what were they thinking? Maybe it was like an older movie.
Well, it's
too.
A comic.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
whoever wrote that thing.
But then like they just thought it looked really good, and I know it wouldn't. Captain America before serum. Dude.
Well, that's the other thing too. It's all these serums and
look at it. I'm like, who is that? They made him like so small. It was like so...
Wait,
CGI.
Stop.
I know. And then it becomes like the buff guy.
They really didn't want... what's his name? Chris. Isn't he the one that accidentally shared an explicit photo on the internet?
I didn't know that.
Oh my god, I gotta
look it up. Crazy town.
You're like, look it up. I'm like,
not
I'm gonna
the picture.
Google his name.
Not the picture, the story. Side eye. I'm lying, I want the picture.
She's like,
Captain America, come to me. No, I'm kidding. No, I want the story though. Because he's like Captain America. That's like, oh my gosh, what's that?
Chris Evans,
yes. So what's that show that we love? The really bad like superhero show that's like really inappropriate.
The Boys.
That's
that show.
That's hilarious because like Chris Evans is like Captain America in real life.
Yeah.
Like everybody kind of looks up to him. Like kids and stuff want to be him for Halloween and stuff. That reminds me of The Boys because like what if he's
Homelander.
Yes.
And he's the worst person ever. Yeah. Literally like the most vile person ever. And I'm like,
yeah.
Huh. So that's Captain America.
Yeah. So Captain America really screwed up sharing that pic.
Yeah, what? That does remind me. That's so
I know.
True, actually,
I know. I'm like, that's hilarious. Because what if he's like a horrible guy?
No, he actually was like accidentally. I don't know if he accidentally did it or did it on purpose. Also, I could be making all of this up. I don't know if he actually did it.
Was it like a wiener shot or something?
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
God.
And he was just like, yep. Like he stood by it.
Oh my god, he's like, yeah, that's my wiener, man.
I have to make sure it was him, because if I'm saying all this and it wasn't him,
I
like,
mean, if you're gonna post it, own it at least. D.
I wish you could look at
what you're typing. I love the nails. We're like, if we're hanging out, we're
all
like,
you hear is
it's sick and twisted.
Evans accidentally posted an untrimmed clip that showed his camera roll what appeared to be a photo of his erect...
Okay, I was confused there for a second because when they said untrimmed, I said, what do you mean?
No, where? No. He did like a nice like screenshot of his photo album or screenshot of a photo and like on the bottom, you know how it has that like...
What an idiot. First of all, you never screenshot your photo album. Nobody should know what's up in there.
No.
That is for you and you only.
Yep. But I remember like he posted it and he probably like deleted it or whatever, like one of those. Oh no!
Oh shit! Oh. He was up for like five like seconds, this. And then it's like ruined his life.
I mean, Chris Evans posts a tweet. He's like, already 100,000 people have seen
this
it.
This is genuinely. This is going to be the only thing I think of now that I think of Chris Evans. Like Captain America, he posted a nude.
We're gonna finish this, and you're gonna go, Chris Evans.
Nobody watch me. No, like, I mean, I can't do blonde guys. That's my thing. So I don't really care.
Me too. I don't like blonde guys really.
Not a big blonde guy kind of guy. Gal.
Gal.
Not a big blonde guy kind of guy. Okay. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? We digress. Speaking of sex, we should really get into Tell Me Lies. This is a great transition into our next show.
Because that's all the show is really about.
Dude, seriously. Well, Jackson.
Oh, sorry. Tell Me Lies.
Tell Me Lies.
That's the show. And you all know we're episode 7.
We're episode 7. If you don't know already, this is about a college girl who goes to college and just kind of experiences college life. It's a lot of drinking, a lot of sex, a lot of drugs, a lot of crazy drama, and it's extremely entertaining. That's Tell Me Lies. We're on episode 7 that just came out on Wednesday.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's great. Okay, what I was going to say though, mm-hmm. We watched these show and like me and Jackson kind of binged it, which I feel like was the best way to do it because now I have to wait a week and it just doesn't seem as exciting as like when you hear
watching week to week or binging.
Binging is the best.
Binging is the best, but I will say the entertainment I get from watching week to week and then being able to be like, we're everyone as a society is all on the same episode.
Yeah.
At least you should be. And we can debrief it together. It's like we're watching it together without being together.
But then there's theories and there's like, oh, did you notice that? Did you notice that? And we're like trying to figure out what happened. That's exciting.
Literally, like one of my best friends, Rachel from college, she literally texted me and was like, I know you're caught up. Like I need to talk to you. Yeah. Please tell me you've watched last night's episode. And I was like, well, like, of course I did.
Tell me what I missed also. Like I missed so much and I'm like, just like, no. And then people point things out and I'm like, oh my God.
I'll be honest. I watched it last night. I was watching for sure. But then I was like doing a little bit of something else. But then I'd like watch and then I'd do a little bit of something else. So then this morning I woke up and I texted you first, but then you texted me and you're like, did you watch Tell Me Lies? And I said, of course. I literally was like, I'm just going to watch it again right now.
You need a second time.
I need a second time.
I do too, honestly.
I skipped through it and stuff. And I was like, wow, how did I forget this happened already? Right. I watched it last night at 9 p.m.
Well, I had to go through. I was scoundering through. I don't even know if it's a word. I say things sometimes. I'm like, what the fuck is that even?
I mean, I do that too.
I was scouring through TikTok.
Scouring, yeah.
I was scouring through TikTok trying to figure out the details, trying to figure out the tea and like what I missed because there is a lot of like small things that they add in and it's like, oh, that means something. Mm-hmm. And so I found a lot more than I would have on my own through TikTok. But no, I'm very excited about this episode. I feel like it wasn't as exciting as I expected being the second to last ep. Like I really wanted more of a cliffhanger.
Okay, so there's one more episode, right?
One more.
We know that for sure. Episode 8.
Mm-hmm. I know. Isn't that so depressing?
I'm only surprised by that because the first season had 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but I was like, oh, this one for sure would have 10. No.
Well, if this one wasn't as exciting as we all expected, I feel like the next one has to be so incredibly insane. Like that hour, 30 minute type episode where you're just like, everything is answered.
Well, this episode definitely set up for the last.
Agree.
Like very much. Like you can just feel it being everything being set up. And all the theory.
Yeah. Insane. Anyways, what I was going to say though, with me and Jackson watch it and he's like, my God, why are there so many sex scenes? And I'm like, but if you really watch it and like, don't like get past like the sex scene type thing, like they're telling a lot of stories through the sex scenes.
Yes.
Where it's like, oh, I wouldn't have known that if I wouldn't have watched Bree having sex with this guy. Well, and like how I mean, she felt.
There's so many, like the Bree sex scene in the laundry room.
Yep.
And then even
exactly that whole story.
That whole thing. I literally, like there's,
it's like there's so much emotion in Brie during that scene.
That whole scene made me so unbelievably uncomfortable. Oh, like, I was like, oh my God, I really, it honestly kind of made me a little sick.
It was bad.
I was like, I really don't like this. Like, one, I was like sitting there being like, they're going to get caught. Like, his wife is right outside the door. Two, she's looking around. There's drying racks of bras. Like, they're in his house, in his laundry room.
It's so sick.
And then
it's so
sick. Don't even get me started on the I need a towel.
No, that made me actually sick to my stomach.
That made me sick to my stomach. I was
what
like,
what do you mean? Like, I just don't know how that guy. So here's my thing. Here's mm-hmm. the theory is like, how does that guy feel good about himself? And like, how is he okay doing this in their house? Well, with a theory on that.
Oh, do you good, enlighten me.
So here's the theory. Okay. So I don't think he's like super, I guess the word would be like paranoid about Bree. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not very, like, scared. Like, maybe, I don't know. Maybe this is the wrong way to put it. But the theory is, so the earring. So Bree left her earring in the pocket. Yes. And then Marianne came out to the classroom wearing the earring.
Yes, I have a theory on this, too.
As if she knew exactly what was going on. Because she was talking to Bree during the Christmas party. She saw the earrings. They're not missable earrings, you know.
No, they're statement pieces.
They're statement piece. They're diamonds. They're very nice. They're very big. And then she walks in the classroom and she, like, shows off the earrings. And it's like, crazy, because we all know she knows. Mm-hmm. My thought at first, though, was like, oh, did he pretend to gift it to him?
No, wait, I had the same thought.
Yeah.
I had the same exact thought where she, like, either she found it, she found the earrings, and he was like, oh my God, I was going to gift these to you for Christmas. Like, I, you know, whatever.
Right.
Forgot to, but here you go. And she was like, oh, thank you, to cover it up.
Yeah.
But then my friend Rachel said that theory to me. And I was literally like, wait, that actually makes a lot of sense, though, because
she doesn't miss anything.
She also, like, even when Bree went to go visit her during her office hours, she was also low-key giving a vibe that she did know.
That she knows. Do you want to know? Okay, do you remember during the Christmas party, she brought up a book that they read in the class? Mm-hmm. So the book
to
is...
Bree?
To Bree and to Lucy.
Yeah.
So the book is Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? And this book is about an older couple who invite a younger couple into their home and they play weird mind games on them. And it turns out that they're having a lot of problems in their marriage because they can't get pregnant. And so this is their way of, like, I don't know exactly what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was one scene, I don't know if it was this episode or if it was earlier episodes, I had this feeling, because Marianne did something to Bree. She, like, touched her or, like, whatever. And I was like, wait, not swingers, that's not the right word, but just people who are, like, okay with welcoming a third person.
Yeah, like,
into their relationship.
Polyamorous.
Yeah. Poly. Polly. Yeah. I was like, oh, maybe they just, like, are
okay with it.
And, like, she also would not be opposed of Bree and her, like, being together. So it's like, okay, maybe that's what's going on. I didn't know what the book was about, but that's a crazy theory. But my theory is that Bree's pregnant.
Oh, wait, what makes you think that?
Laundry room. We all kind of know what situation happened there. And I think she is going to be pregnant, or prior, obviously, whatever, whenever it happened. But I think she's going to be pregnant. And,
well, you know what? They never wrap it up.
That's what I'm saying.
They've never wrapped it up.
But so my theory is, like, she left the earrings there.
Yeah.
I think that either, you know, Marianne found it or he found it, whatever that is. I think that he's upset at her for doing that. He's like, you're crazy, I'm cutting you off, bye. Because, like, she checked her phone and no messages from him. And I think that, like, she's gonna find out she's pregnant, and then she's gonna go back to him and be like, hey, I'm pregnant. And then they're gonna have to figure out that whole thing. I don't know, but to your point, they can't get pregnant.
Yeah, well,
so then she's gonna have their kid.
That's the thing. It's like, it's a crazy theory, it's like,
it kind of makes sense, because then credit to my friend Rachel, she texted me and she was like, that scene where she's on the phone at her wedding.
Yes.
She's not on the phone with him. She's on the phone with the
Marianne.
Wife because they have their kid.
Yes. And it's like, I can have a normal family, like, things like that. I don't want to be a bad person anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we all were like, oh, it must be she's still with Oliver.
Yeah.
No, girl. I think that there's something going on with Marianne, because she gives off very much like open to a lot vibes.
Yes.
Like, she's not
very European.
She's not a straight and narrow. Yes, very European. She's not a straight and narrow kind of gal. But, like, I absolutely agree with that. I think there's something more going on there.
That's a wild theory. I also just, all those dots just started connecting in my brain because you just said the Virginia
right.
book, and I'm literally like,
well, here's the thing. I hate TikTok because it gives it away. I feel like this is literally like, how else are they going to play this out?
I kind of feel like we're writing the show with
we are. Them,
so like,
it's all like already filmed.
Yeah, I'm like, no, like I'm writing it.
Also, the thing with like Oliver saying I love you just to calm so down. That was giving Steven.
I think Oliver is super manipulative. Oh my god, that word's not working for me tonight.
100% manipulative.
Thank you. He is a manipulator.
Yeah.
Everything he says to her, I'm like,
there's always something more that he means behind it. Where he's like,
meaning.
Yeah, where he's like just trying to with her, and it's making me so sad because Bree was my favorite. I was like, Bree's the only normal person here.
Bree was so innocent,
yeah,
in the first season, and just such a like,
but just so sweet and like sweet, caring. And
she's like, I'm on financial aid, I'm just trying to do good, like,
but then she's like, you guys don't know about me because you've never asked, like, that's so valid.
I know, and I felt and then this season comes around and I'm like, Bree, you're kind of annoying me right now.
You are pissing me off, girl. Like, actually, what the hell? And I know you got cheated on, but that doesn't mean that you should go ruin, you know, other someone's people's lives.
Life, yeah. And then also to bring Lucy into it. And you know, Lucy like loves Marianne. Like, yes. She really does idolize her, I think, and like wants to make her proud. And Bree's just out here,
yeah,
making Lucy so uncomfortable.
And then the scene where she comes into her room and she's like, I don't expect you to apologize. And then Bree's like, good, because I'm not. And yeah. She's like, well, actually, maybe you should.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of with me right now. And that's not, I don't like what you're doing. And you're putting me in the middle of it. I don't want to know about
it. Yeah. Lucy was like, I actually didn't want to know this.
Yes. I wish that I didn't know this. Yeah. And so But at the same time, too, Lucy's the worst person to tell, babes. She tells everybody's secrets.
Come on. The only secret she can keep are her own.
For sure. And Steven's.
And she can keep them with Steven in their
relationship.
Little thing. I don't know what it's called.
God, I love Wrigley.
I have so much to say. So much to say about this whole just Wrigley situation. Like, he's just the sweetest little, not little, big teddy bear. And Pippa coming out to him.
Yeah.
It made me so, so, like, happy. And then him just being a dumb person to just blurting it out in the middle of the bar to Diana.
Dude, that was horrific. And then like, it's like, Pippo, I so understand why you blew up. Because like, you were, first of all, Lucy just extremely made you aired out your business in front of so many people.
Yeah.
That's so f***ed up what she did. I literally was like, I was so uncomfortable watching Lucy do that. First of all, like, what the hell Pippa were you thinking? Why did she go into detail? Why did she go into that much detail?
I know.
Making Pippa relive it.
I know. I was literally like, Pippa literally said, she was like, not everything, I blacked out that night. Like, I remember some of it, but I was like, girl, she might not remember all of it. And you just basically told it to her. And she that never happened. She didn't ever listen to what happened. But
She's such an idiot.
She was off that, being like, oh my God. And then Wrigley says that, like, her deepest, darkest secret to the girl she likes.
Yeah.
And then she blew up, and I'm like, girl, I totally get it. I totally get it. But then it broke my heart the next morning when Wrigley came to her
dorm. That scene was a lot. Like, that was such a great way. Like, he acted that out
so I could cry thinking about it right now, because we all are thinking it. We're all thinking about his little brother,
mm-hmm.
What we are thinking happened. And he basically is just like breaking down, being like, I'm depressed.
We all know what's happening with Drew.
Yeah, we really do. And him and really being like, I'm so sad all the time. Like, I don't know. Like he's so depressed. And like,
I know.
He is just the guy who puts on a smile, but deep down is like so sad. And that just, it really, really, really broke my heart.
Oh my God, I wrote that down. He's always the one cheering everyone up.
Yeah.
But he's deeply hurting inside.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Like, he really, to be honest, when he knocked on Pippa's dorm room, I genuinely thought that he was about to knock on her door and be like, Drew's dead.
Me too.
Crying and being like, I just need someone.
Because his face was like distraught. But I think he was just like, I don't know. I really love Pippa and Wrigley's relationship.
Same.
What it's become, because it's less like fake. It's less like the captain's girlfriend. Like, he's so distracted with his captain stuff. And then she's just like trying to like
fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's just like real. And I really like their relationship. And I'm starting to like Pippa so much more than I did in the first season.
Same. Same.
So
they, make her, she's becoming more of her own person.
Yeah.
Because like before she was just like trying to be something that she wasn't.
Yeah.
And I just really like what she's becoming. And her and Wrigley.
Me is, too.
Oh, I know. I eat that up.
But I'm curious what her backstory is. There's got to be something.
Oh, there's something so deep because they literally hinted at it. She was like, yeah, she told that one girl like about what happened in high school and stuff like that. And I'm just like, it can't be just
no
that.
Way.
Because even her dad was like,
are you okay?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are they treating you nice?
Anyway, so, but yeah, I think Steven just literally goes to what is convenient for him. It can no longer use Diana because that's the reason he left Lucy in the first place.
Yeah, I was going to say like what use is Diana to Steven now?
Yeah.
Because like, she's not talking to her dad.
Yeah.
So he's like, he even said it. He was like, it's like my internship didn't even exist.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And
which
I'm like,
the only thing he cares about.
Yeah. And I'm like, I mean, he's a narcissist, so.
Absolutely.
But just the way that whole scene towards the end of the show, like he's with Diana and they're like about to hook up and he just looks at her and he's like, are you scared of me? And she was like, no.
Yeah.
And then he gets up and just leaves.
She's like, I know you're not capable of anything bad. And he's like, no, I'm horrible.
Yeah, he's like,
go to Lucy, who loves me because I'm horrible.
It's horrible. I was like,
shut up.
And then he left and then goes to Lucy and then he's like, I love you.
But the thing is, yeah, I love you. Oh my God. He's such a narcissistic, manipulative, horrible person. I hate him so much. Anyway, and he's not even that cute. Oh my God.
He's not.
But like, we've all been in the shoes that Lucy's in right now. We've all been in Lucy's shoes because she's like, he's coming back and confessing his love to her. Like, he broke her heart. Like, it's all that she wants to hear. Of course she's going to close that door.
She also is, he's making her feel like she has the power.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I love you. Like, you understand me. I understand you. And she's been so like.
Which is a weird thing to be like. Like, Diana was weird about that, too. Like, I know you better than anyone, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's such a weird thing. I don't know.
It's a weird thing to.
Yeah, like, I love you.
Why is everyone so focused on this? Right? I mean, like, you're supposed to know the person for sure, but, like, why is everyone so deeply focused on, like, knowing
him? I know you best.
I know you best. It's like.
I think that was crazy. But we've all been in that position, I feel like, where it's like, of course you go back. You're finally hearing what you wanted to hear the whole time. He's giving you exactly what you want, and it's like, finally.
It's giving, like, I messed up. You're right. I should be with you. Yeah. I love you. You're end all be all.
In a Steven way.
Yeah. That's what it's giving.
Which I'm curious how it goes from that to back to the wedding scenes. Like, what happens in between them?
Yeah. But I was like, Leo and Lucy just like broke up and they said, bye, Leo.
Bye, Leo.
I'm like, no, he was fun. I like to look at him.
I wish that they were in game. But at the same time, I'm like, Lucy just kind of sucks.
She does suck. I mean, it's Steven.
I know. But at the same time, she just kind of sucks on her own, too. Like, I wish that she were better, but she's just kind of like, I don't know. Maybe she's just like not self-aware. Anyways, I'm excited for next week's episode. I think it's going to be crazy. I hope it's like an hour and a half one. Those are my favorite.
I hope it's three.
I know. You know shit's going to go down.
And they're going to end and it's going to be like, oh my God.
Apparently it's like 3 years till the next season or something.
Nuh-uh.
That's what I said. I said,
Maybe what is this, Stranger Things?
Right.
It's Tell Me Lies.
Who do you think you are?
It take
You're
a year.
Really good.
Take a year.
Take 1 year. Know,
they're like, no, we need 3 years to write something better than this.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, fair enough. You guys really...
Yeah, no, they've really outdone themselves on this one. I'm very excited about it. So anyways, we're going to end on that note. We are very excited for next week's, or I guess technically this episode will be out when Tell Me Lies comes out tomorrow. So we're very excited for tomorrow. So we're going to move on to
dun, dun, dun.
The See You Next Tuesday of the week.
That's me.
Yep, that's your cue, babes.
That's my cue. Am I a See You Next Tuesday for refusing to have a fully child-free wedding? So I recently proposed to my longtime girlfriend and we are planning a wedding in the summer next year. Everything is still very early stages. My fiance has expressed that she wants a child-free wedding, which I am all down for, but I want to make one exception, my son, who's a 15-year-old male. I had him from a previous relationship and we have evenly split custody of him. Until now, my fiance has gotten along great with him. We've had days out as a family. She's gone to see his games. He plays ice hockey. And she's even taken him out on fun days, just the two of them. I brought up that I wanted to make an exception to the no kids rule for my son. She shot the idea down straight away and said that she didn't want anyone under 16 there, as she doesn't want to feel like she or anyone else has to babysit on her special day. I told her that no one would have to babysit him. He's 15. She knows he's well behaved and generally a quiet kid. She then changed her reasoning and asked why I wanted my old family in life on the day I was supposed to be making a commitment to her and our new family. I told her while I will be making a commitment to her, my son is still and will still be very much my son and my family. She then equated it to wanting my ex at our wedding, which I do not and never asked. I told her that I don't care about the aesthetics of the wedding and that she can pick everything else, the food, the aesthetic, the music, the dress, but all I want is my family at the wedding, my parents, my sister, and my son. That is my only ultimatum when it comes to our wedding. She started calling me controlling by giving me an ultimatum and said I had initially agreed to a child-free wedding and now I'm gaslighting her. I said, we can have a mainly child-free wedding, but with this one exception, an exception that guests can't even complain about being unfair since the only child is the son of the groom. She called me a dick and is now not talking to me. I really think that this is a reasonable one, but maybe I'm not seeing something.
Okay, I get a child-free wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think of a child-free wedding, I think of like, kids? Like babies.
Like toddlers.
Like kids, like, you know, like.
They're running around.
15. You're very mature. You're very old enough to be fine on your own at a wedding, yeah, you know?
He probably goes to school by himself.
Yeah, I'm like, I think that that's extremely reasonable. And I don't think he's a see you next Tuesday because that's his son. No, and
she's being a see you next Tuesday.
She's crazy for that. Like her saying his old family and new family, like.
That's wild.
You are one family. Like,
yeah.
Your shit comes with me.
Yeah.
You know?
If you don't like that, then don't get married.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was weird, too. And there's a lot of people that have that situation. And there's honestly a lot of people that get married and they invite their ex wife. And it's weird. But there are people out there that do that because like it is technically his family.
Yeah.
Like the mother of his kid and stuff. And
well, a lot of people do it in a healthy way.
I was gonna say that's more people that have much more healthy relationship with their, you know, significant other that they have had a kid with.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, he's not even wanting his ex there.
No.
He just wants his son there, which is
that's
weird. Honestly, it's weird not to have him there.
That's what I'm thinking. I feel like that's an obvious, and that's not a kid. He's like 15.
He's
like,
almost an adult.
He's almost, and her saying the cutoff age is 16, babes.
That's what I said. I was like, that's petty.
So who's the 16-year-old? Like, what 16-year-olds are going to come?
Literally, I was like, so suddenly it's just 1 year older.
And I get being weird about your guest list, but this is your husband's son.
Like, what is he going to stay at home? He's like, bye.
Yeah, that's so weird. I completely understand wanting to have him there. Like, I think that's weird for her to be crazy about it.
Yeah.
She
is the see you next Tuesday.
She's absolutely a see you next Tuesday. Usually the girls aren't the ones.
No, usually it's the guy. Yeah. When I read that, I was like waiting for a twist.
Right.
Where I was like, oh, like, you know, he wants his ex there. Something is off. But I was like, oh no, she's just crazy.
Yeah, no, she's a little bit crazy.
She's just petty.
Yeah, and also the new family, weird, like old family thing, that really like, yikes, that's a big red flag. I would leave her at that moment.
Also, it's like, if that's a problem, like if that's how you're thinking, you're that jealous.
Well, that's giving like my dad married off and now I'm forgotten. Like that's what she's like setting him up to do that to his son.
To his son.
It's like so f***ed up and crazy.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah. That's really
old family. There is no old family. It's just family. Babes.
Your family's just bigger now.
Yeah. Like
you already have a kid before you have a kid.
Right. I mean, I get a kid-free wedding. I'm going to probably do a kid-free wedding, you know? Like, yeah. I don't,
dang,
you know.
I can't come.
Cutoff age is 27. 27 and a half.
Well, by the time you get married, I'll be 40.
Don't remind me. God. We have so many things to do this week, though.
We have so many.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we're going to Breakaway Music Festival.
Yes.
And then Saturday, she's not hanging out with me.
Sad.
But it's okay. I'm going to get a pizza.
Yeah.
And then...
Sunday.
Sunday, I'm going to binge watch Harry Potter.
Ooh, that sounds like a fun one to binge. Mm-hmm. We can go into that.
I'm on a movie number 4, which I believe is my favorite that I remember.
We go in between Harry Potter and Twilight for Halloween. Ooh. October. And then we've got our play next week. We've got so much to talk about next week. We have so much to talk about. So excited.
I also am going to try and make it a mission, and I'm not going to promise it, but that's why I'm saying it right now, to hold myself accountable.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and watch like all of the scariest movies like ever, like ranked. I've watched a few of them, but I really want to try and do it before Halloween so I can talk about them.
Okay, wait. Can you send me the list?
I will.
Okay.
We've definitely seen
a few, lot of them.
But it does not help that my roommate,
aka
my boyfriend, doesn't like scary movies. Like, actually,
Jackson either.
The most terrified. Like, he can't even be in the same vicinity, able to hear it. And well, I'm like,
you know what? We don't have that many movies coming out of the theater. So I feel like maybe we just, me and you.
I mean, I wouldn't hate to. I would actually need Will to drive me here, though.
Why?
I would be too terrified to drive home.
It's so scary.
I can go to sleep fine, which makes me sound like a psychopath, but I can go to sleep fine after watching a scary movie. But it's the eerie drive from here to my house is a little.
And it'll probably be like humid and foggy.
And suddenly it's just me on the road. It's
suddenly saw Michael or what's his
you
name?
You see someone in the middle of the street just standing there, and I'm like,
I would be fine if it's Damon Salvatore, but that's his famous move.
Turn me.
Right. Anyway, so lots coming up next week. We're super excited. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, DM us always. We are dying to hear your thoughts on the episode, thoughts on the shows and movies we're watching.
All the things.
All the things.
Do them all.
So, famously, we'll see you next Tuesday.